今天
Today,
我们彻底完整客观地拆解
We thoroughly and objectively disassemble
邹市明和冉莹莹七年的亏光两个亿全过程
Liu Shuming and Ran Yingying's 7-year loss of 200 million the whole process
先把核心结论放在最前面
Put the main conclusion at the front
这根本不是简单的创业失败
This is not just a simple business failure
而是一场典型的夫妻权责
It is a typical husband-wife relationship.
彻底失衡，商业模式全面失控。
Completely unbalanced business model, complete loss of control.
人设表演和现实严重割裂的双向崩盘。
Character portrayal and reality are severely disconnected, leading to a double collapse.
简单来说
In simple terms,
冉莹莹手握全部股权、财权、经营权、决策权。
You and Yingying hold all the equity, power, and decision-making rights.
激进，人设双标。
Double standards of extreme personality.
邹市明空有拳王 IP, 管理上抓小放。
Zhu Shuming, despite his status as a boxing champion, has been criticized for poor IP management.
大局缺位。
Main control position.
两个人，一个敢乱投，一个敢全放。七年时间。
Two people, one reckless and the other daring to throw everything. 7 years apart.
亏光上亿。
Lost over 100 million.
身家，事业垮掉，婚姻透支。
Family, career, and marriage all in ruins.
最后彻底一地鸡毛。
A complete mess.
接下来所有内容。
The following content.
工商数据可查，亏损数据可溯源。
Business data can be checked for loss data, and the source can be traced.
影像素材可佐证。
Visual evidence can be provided.
全程不造谣。
No rumors all the way.
不猜测。
Don't guess.
只讲事实。
Just state the facts.
首先第一部分，我们用最直白的话讲清楚。
First, in the first part, we will explain it in the most straightforward way.
所有人都能核验的真实股权格局。
Transparent and verifiable ownership structure for all.
很多人以为邹市明是老板。
Many people think that Zhu Shiming is the owner.
是掌舵人。
Is the captain.
但公开的工商信息。
However, the publicly available business information
完全颠覆这个认知
Completely overturn this understanding
整个家族所有生意的核心母公司叫银号
The core parent company of all the businesses in the entire family is Yunho
上海体育文化公司
Shanghai Sports and Culture Company
这家公司冉莹莹持股 51%
This company is held by 51% of the shares by Ran Yingying
绝对控股是法人、执行董事、总经理。
Absolute Holdings is the general manager and executive director.
掌握人事、资金、投资、审批所有核心权利。
Zess all core rights related to personnel, finance, and investment approval.
拥有一票否决权。
To have a veto power.
而邹市明只占 49% 的股份。
And Zhu Shiming only holds 49% of the shares.
仅仅挂了一个监视的虚名。
Just a facade of surveillance.
没有任何实际经营决策权。
No actual decision-making power.
我们再看所有亏损的核心项目。
Let's look at all the core projects that are losing money.
全部都是冉莹莹失控。
All of them are related to the loss of control by Ran Yingying.
第一
First,
亏损最严重的上海一号运动中心
The most loss-making Shanghai No. One Sports Center.
也就是邹轩体育公司由母公司 100% 控股穿透下来
In other words, the company, Sichuan Sports, is wholly owned by its parent company through a 100% holding structure.
实际控制人就是冉莹莹。
The actual controller is Ran Yinying.
第二
Second,
电竞项目公司冉莹莹持股 60%。
The esports project company Ran Yinying holds 60% of the shares.
控股邹市明 40%。
Holding, Su Siming owns 40%.
由此不难看出
This makes it clear that
这些亏钱的项目全部是冉莹莹绝对控股全权主导。
All of these loss-making projects are completely controlled and led by Ran Yinying.
邹市明从头到尾
Zhu Shiming from beginning to end.
就是品牌代言人
That's the brand ambassador.
对外门面不碰账目不审资金不参与战略决策
Do not touch the accounts, do not save money, and do not participate in strategic decision-making.
我完整盘点七年时间。
I have completely reviewed 7 years of data.
他们的钱到底亏在了哪里
？Where did their money go？
所有数据都来自夫妻二人。
All the data comes from the couple.
综艺自述。
Self-disclosure.
主流财经媒体实地调研。
Mainstream financial media on-site investigation.
交叉验证。
Cross-validation.
第一个最大的资金黑洞也是压垮他们的核心项目。
The biggest financial drain also brought down their core projects.
上海18000平的一号运动中心累计亏损高达1.6亿。
Shanghai Yuan Bar Kiren Pingyi Hao Yan Dong Zhang Zin Lei Jai Qi Sun Gao Dar Yi Dian Liu Ji Yi.
这个项目从一开始就是天价重资产。
This project was a high-value, capital-intensive project from the beginning.
黄浦江畔的场地
The site on the banks of the Huangpu River.
一年租金就5000万
The annual rent is 5 million.
整体装修加进口专业设备投入超1亿。
Overall renovation and investment in imported professional equipment exceed 100 million.
单单场馆的定制吊灯就花了300万，一台专业跑步机就要20万。
A single customized chandelier costs 3 million, and a professional treadmill costs 20,000.
更致命的是
，More dangerously,
定价完全脱离市场，严重虚高。
Pricing is completely detached from the market, resulting in severe overpricing.
年卡最便宜38000。
The cheapest annual card is 38,000.
最贵88000，一节私教课880块。
The most expensive private lesson is 88,000 yuan per hour, 880 yuan per hour.
要知道
To be honest.
国内拳击本身就是小众赛道。
Domestic boxing is a niche sport.
大众消费意愿极低。
Consumer willingness is very low.
这种定价根本没有普通客源。
This pricing is completely different from ordinary customers.
结果就是场馆开了好几年。
The result is that the venue has been open for several years.
只有1个月实现盈利。
Achieve profitability in 1 month.
平时每个月稳定亏200到300万。
Every month I lose between $200 and $300.
疫情一来
，Since the epidemic,
线下直接停业
，Close the business directly.
没有任何营收
，No revenue.
但租金、人工的刚性支出一分不少。
However, the fixed expenses of renting a house are not negligible.
最终2022年彻底关停清算，上亿投入。
In the end, the investment of over 100 million was completely shut down and liquidated in 2022.
血本无归。
Without a penny to spare.
第二个。
Second.
大坑，跨界餐饮赛道，合计亏损超7000万。
The cross-border catering industry in the Big Pit has a total loss of over 70 million.
先是开高端私房火锅。
First, we had a high-end private hot pot.
人均消费335，一碗炒饭卖106块。
The average consumption is 335 bowls of fried rice, and the price per bowl is 106 yuan.
定价离谱。
Ridiculously priced.
受众极少，开业。
Few customers.
不到一年。
Less than a year.
直接倒闭，之后又砸5000万做网红奶茶连锁，大规模铺线下门店。
After directly closing down, he invested 50 million to establish a large-scale tea shop chain with numerous stores in Xiamen.
结果没有稳定客。
The results are unstable.
客流没有复购。
No customer turnover.
仅仅18个月全线闭店。
Just 18 months, all stores closed.
千万投资全部亏损，最致命。
Investing all your money and losing everything is the most fatal.
最可惜的是
The most regrettable thing is
后续的高风险金融投机直接亏掉1.2亿。实体门店持续亏钱之后
Following the high-risk financial speculation that resulted in a direct loss of 220 million and after the physical stores continued to lose money.
他们没有选择收缩止损。
They didn't choose to cut losses and hold.
及时断臂。
Cut off in time.
反而抱着赌徒心态，加码。
Instead, they bet more.
高风险金融产品，想靠投机填窟窿。
High-risk financial products are used to fill the hole by speculation.
8000万。
Eight million.
投了 P2P 理财，行业暴雷后。
After P2, a financial company went bankrupt.
本金全部拿不回来。
All the principal is not recovered.
4000万杀入虚拟货币市场，行情暴跌后。
$400 million entered the virtual currency market, causing prices to plummet.
资产近乎归零。
Assets are almost zero.
一系列大额投资接连亏损。
A series of large-scale investments have suffered losses.
上亿家底快速消耗，巨大的资金压力。
Facing a huge financial pressure due to the rapid consumption of a large number of assets.
也让冉莹莹长久以来塑造的顾家苦情形象。
It also made it difficult for Yuan Yingying, who had long cultivated the image of a hardworking and dedicated family member.
出现大量矛盾点。
There are many contradictions.
接下来我们聊聊争议最大的点，冉莹莹的人设表演。
Next, let's talk about the most controversial point, the performance of Ran Yingying's persona.
首先就是全网刷屏的单手抱娃炒菜名场面。
First, there's the iconic scene of holding a baby and cooking with one hand that went viral across the internet.
看似辛苦顾家
appears to be hard work and family.
实则完全不符合正常家庭的生活逻辑。
This is completely inconsistent with the normal logic of family life.
但凡带过孩子
Anyone who has had children.
做过家务的人都知道
People who have done housework know that
正常家长都会趁孩子午睡
Normal parents take advantage of their children's nap time
提前备菜预处理食材
Prepare ingredients in advance
孩子清醒的时候
When the child is awake
只做炖煮蒸制
Just arguing about how to cook
这些安全简单的饭菜
These safe and simple recipes.
根本不需要一边抱小孩。
You don't need to hold a baby.
一边爆炒，又危险又低效。
Both frying and boiling are dangerous, inefficient.
而冉莹莹所有高强度险。
And Ran Yingying has all high-intensity insurance.
辛苦的带娃画面全部出现在有流量。
The scenes of hard parenting are all shown in places with high traffic.
有曝光的镜头下
In the exposed footage.
私下平淡真实的育儿
Private, casual, and authentic parenting.
日常极少 所有辛苦的名场面。
Rare everyday scenes of hard work.
精准服务于人设。
Precise service to people.
打造刻意塑造我独自扛起全家重担的悲情形象。
Crafting a tragic image of me, deliberately portraying me as the sole individual shouldering the burden of the entire family.
表演痕迹非常明显。
The performance is very obvious.
更明显的是他
More clearly.
他的双重标准教育和消费完全割裂，镜头面前
His double standards in education and consumption are completely exposed.
他对三个孩子极度节俭。
He was very frugal with his three children.
孩子只要浪费一点粮食
，Children waste food.
就会当众严肃训斥，反复告诉孩子。
He would scold and repeatedly tell the child in public.
家里的每一分钱都是你爸爸在拳台一拳一拳搏命换来的。
Every penny in the house is the result of your father's hard work and sacrifice in the boxing ring.
绝对不能挥霍浪费。
食物功能浪费，滚开点！别。
Absolutely no wasting food. Bring it here and get out.
是别喝。
Don't eat, don't drink.
今天爸爸晚上干嘛
？What will your father do tonight?
爸爸晚上。爸爸晚上要干嘛
？What will Dad do at night？
啊，你告诉我。
打拳。
打拳做什么
？Tell me what all powerful fist means。
那你把这些粮食都浪费了呢
？Then you will waste all these grains。
这是不是钱买的？浪费粮食。
Is this a waste of food bought with money？
妈妈，
别喊我。
Don't call me.
我不会。
I don't know.
当你妈。
When mom.
你也不会。
You won't either.
当我儿子。
负债曝光后更。
After my son's debt exposure.
更是频频出镜。
Also frequently appear on screen.
强调家里拮据。
Emphasize the financial difficulties at home.
严控日常开销。
Strictly control daily expenses.
打造珍惜丈夫血汗钱的形象。
Create an image of valuing husband's hard-earned money.
但镜头之外
But outside the lens.
她的消费完全是另一副样子。
Her spending habits are completely different.
她曾经亲自拍视频展示一整面墙的全球限量名牌高跟鞋，镶钻限定款、明星同款，应有尽有。
She once personally filmed a video showcasing an entire wall of globally limited edition designer high heels, including celebrity style and all the latest trends.
大量全新鞋子闲置收藏。
Large quantity of new and unused shoes for sale.
Hello.
Hello.
宝贝们。
Dear kids.
我是一个非常疯狂的高跟鞋爱好者。
I am a very crazy high heel enthusiast.
所以在我的柜子里有非常非常多的我喜欢的高跟鞋。
So, I have a lot of high heels that I really like in my closet.
今天给大家展示一下。
Today, I'd like to show you
我打下的江山。
The land I conquered.
一边教育孩子。
While educating children.
勤俭持家。
Frugal and thrifty,
一边自己肆意挥霍奢侈品
while indulging in extravagant spending,
一边在综艺哭诉
while crying on a variety show,
推空房产，全家租房度日
living in a rented apartment, the family is struggling financially,
一边频繁
frequent,
高端度假
luxury vacation,
全屋轻奢软装
Whole house light luxury interior design.
日常大牌穿搭，人设和现实严重不符。
The daily outfits of celebrities are often very different from their real life appearances.
不仅如此。
Moreover,
他非常擅长把家庭苦难转化为流量。
He is very good at turning family hardship into traffic.
夫妻分房三年，三次去民政局上亿亏损的私密家事。
A couple in Smithville, a town that has lost over $10 million due to the division of their house after 3 years of marriage.
全部主动搬上综艺制造热议。
All the active participants in the reality show have become a hot topic.
涨粉之后
After gaining followers,
立刻开启高强度凌晨直播带货，负债增收无可厚非。
Immediately start high-intensity late-night live streaming sales, and the increase in debt is unavoidable.
但刻意放大婚姻痛苦。
But deliberately exaggerating the pain of marriage,
育儿委屈。
To be wronged by someone you meet,
博取共情，收割。
To gain empathy and understanding,
流量变现。
Traffic monetization,
早已脱离了真实生活的范畴。
Has long been detached from the realm of real life.
常言道。
As the saying goes,
有卧龙的地方就必有凤雏。
Where there are dragons, there must be phoenixes.
所以七年亏光两个亿。
So, in 7 years, we lost 200 million.
邹市明也是有功劳的。
Zhu Shiming also deserves recognition.
邹市明的问题，一句话。
Zhu Shiming's question in one sentence.
总结。
Summary.
鸡毛蒜皮是要管的。
Chicken feathers and garlic cloves need to be managed.
大方向是不抓的。
The main direction is not to catch.
霸总会议是要开的。
The board meeting is going to be held.
高效沟通是没有的。
Effective communication is lacking.
接下来我们就来看一下邹市明的几个霸总时刻。一次突击检查。
Now, let's take a look at some of Zhu Shiming's iconic moments, including a surprise inspection.
把他的管理短板暴露得淋漓尽致。
Expose his management shortcomings.
他某天提前到拳馆突击巡查。
One day, he arrived at the gym early for a surprise inspection.
发现训练区器材没有归位。
The training area equipment was not put back in its place.
跑步机上留有汗渍。
There are sweat stains on the treadmill.
按理说
According to this,
场馆卫生、器材整理本来就是运营和保洁的本职工作，出问题。
The proper maintenance of field hygiene equipment is originally a problem caused by the operational and cleaning work.
直接找对应负责人整改就可以。
Just find the corresponding responsible person to fix it.
但他从头到尾没有联系真。
But he never contacted me from the beginning.
真正负责场馆管理的工作人员，反而直接在教练群里公开问责全体教练。
The actual staff responsible for managing the venue actually directly questioned all coaches in front of them.
我不知道教练团队现在都有没有起床哈。
I don't know if the coaching team is still awake.
昨天为什么练完了没有把这些器械都归位
？Why didn't I put the equipment back after finishing my workout yesterday?
不仅如此
，Moreover，
他还因为前台区域卫生不够整洁。
He also complained about the lack of cleanliness in the front area.
专门批评了前台工作人员。
见过以后
，specifically criticized the front desk staff after the incident.
然后一切东西都要把它清洁。
Then everything needs to be cleaned.
好吧。
Okay.
副嘉宾对于他的这个行为提出疑问道。
The guest questioned the host about his behavior.
他只是一个前台。
He is just a front desk clerk.
你这样子说有用吗？
Is it helpful to say like that?
他的回复是。
His reply is me.
我见到一个人。
I saw a person.
我叫马。
I'm going to scold.
每个人都要说，
每个人都要敲醒警钟。
Instead of focusing on everyone, it's better to focus on individual needs and concerns.
这种无差别的混乱
This indiscriminate chaos.
管理真的很窒息。
Management is really suffocating.
最离谱的是，他为了这点卫生小事。
The most outrageous thing is that he did all this for such a trivial matter of hygiene.
直接叫停全员工作。
Stop all work immediately.
召集所有无关员工开会训话。
Call all irrelevant employees to a meeting for reprimand.
我们是一个什么样的团队？
What kind of team are we?
这个很重要。
This is important.
等会儿到办公室。
Wait until you arrive at the office.
大家开会。
Everyone, let's have a meeting.
最后，被问责的教练、前台全都到场了。
All the coaches who were previously held accountable have attended the meeting.
真正负责场馆运营、本职工作没做到位的。
Those who are not fulfilling their primary responsibilities in managing the venue.
当事人反而缺席。
The person involved was absent.
即没来。
这一块的运营是。
Who is the operator in this area?
谁？老总发飙。
The boss is furious.
了。
起床。
Wake up, wake up.
嗯、
啊、Well,
那个人没来。
The person didn't come.
那个人没来。
The person didn't come.
把 Maggie 也找来，是吗？前。
Did you also bring Maggie?
那也来听。
The front desk also listens.
在这种小事无限放大，大事彻。
Exaggerating trivial matters into major issues.
离摆烂，非常混乱的管理模式下。
In a completely chaotic management mode,
场馆亏损也就一点不奇怪了。
It's not surprising that the venue is losing money.
网上现在也分成了两种完全对立的声音。
Now, the internet is divided into two completely opposing voices.
有人心疼冉印。
Some people feel sorry for Ranyan.
一人拉扯三个孩子。
One person pulling three children.
常年扛下经营和还债的重担。
Carrying the burden of running a business and repaying debts for years.
认为整件事的根源在于。
The root cause of the whole matter lies in.
邹市明长期缺位。
Zhu Shiming's long absence.
逃避责任。
Avoid responsibility.
也有人站邹市明这边，觉得他靠一身伤病拼出来的上亿身家。
Some people are on Zhu Shiming's side, believing that he earned his billions of dollars through hard work and overcoming injuries.
因为激进经营全盘亏空，落到如今只能消极摆烂的地步。
Due to the reckless and all-out loss, I am now in a state of despair.
实在无奈。
I'm really at a loss.
但是雪崩的时候
However, when a snowslide occurs,
没有一片雪花
No snowflakes,
是无辜的
He is innocent.
一个敢烧钱造奢华拳馆
A man who dares to spend money on a luxurious gym.
一个敢甩手当甩手掌柜定价
A price that is too high even for a lazy person.
脱离市场的场馆
Detached from the market.
亏空的餐饮，血本无归的投机。
The desperate and reckless gambling in the food industry.
七年间层层击穿，最终两亿亏尽。
In 7 years, layer by layer, it finally broke through and reached 200 million.
这场用表演撑起的生意，终究被现实精准清算。
This business, which relied on performances for its success, was ultimately cleared out by reality.
我是余冠武。
I am Yu Guanwu.
我们下期见。
See you next time.